I would know exactly how to go out there in the dark if I'd have put them there 10 years ago. Reached down and got them harnessed and told them on that mule as dark as pitch when I couldn't have seen any one of them. Mm-hmm. I know right where to go and reach and get this. Mm-hmm. I know just exactly how to throw it over him. Mm-hmm. I know where to reach to get the gear, better gear, that's the fastness on it. Mm-hmm. Stand him out there and pull him. I'd make him step over in the shares. I'd pull him up on whichever I'd rather. Mm-hmm. I know I'd put this stirrup in. I'd go to the other side. Mm-hmm. I'd hitch my trace. You see, you hitch up this side, and then you got to go around on the other side and hitch that side there. Mm-hmm. See, you had what they call a britching and the saddle. Your stirrup, what your chaise went in, mm-hmm. that come from the saddle. It was a little bit of saddle. Mm-hmm. No bigger than your hand. Mm-hmm. But it was padded where it wouldn't skin it back. Belly gate was on that. You tighten that so it wouldn't slip off. Mm-hmm. And these stirrups, what you put your chaise in, was on each side, just like the stirrups on the saddle. Mm-hmm. You run your chaise through them, because the chaise went way on that first through them, don't you see? Because mm-hmm. that saddle come right close to the back of where riding saddle fits. Mm-hmm. And the britches, they come down on him here. Crepper that went under his tail. Mm-hmm. And you had your hip straps. Uh-huh. Your hip straps are already fastened to your chaise, and you buckle them to the to your britching back. I snapped them. Mm-hmm. Had snapped them. But I could do it in the darkest night ever been if nobody hadn't touched them harness, because I know just how I laid them over in there. You take your harness off and put them in the buggy and pull the buggy on the shelter when you got them out, you see. And a little bitty boy, when he gets big enough, can hitch up a mule. Of course, his daddy, when he got big enough, daddy was fixing to go somewhere while he was in that dressing to go. Mm-hmm. He'd holler to his boy, go out there and hitch up the mule for me. Mm-hmm. Well, that boy'd go out there and hitch that mule up. First few times, the old man would walk out and go all around and see if he'd done it right. Mm-hmm. If he'd left something undone, come here. See him? Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't see that. Mm-hmm. Well, I said, you'll see it next time. He'd give him a good warning. Yeah. Said, now, you know, that's dangerous. Mm-hmm. Well, time that boy hitched up two or three times, he'd go out for all right when his daddy come home. The boy already had feed in for the mule, or horse. Mm-hmm. When the old man come home, the boy would go out there and open gate and let his daddy in. Mm-hmm. Daddy'd drop the lines and he'd go on and clean up and get ready for dinner. Mm-hmm. That's stuff of what it was. The boy took the mule out. Mm-hmm. First thing you do up your lines, don't you see?
Yeah.
Unsnap your lines from the bits. Mm-hmm. That boy, he done all of that and put them harness back there in the buggy. Mm-hmm. Then he take the mule on the lot, turned him loose, mule watered and drank. Mm-hmm. While the boy's putting up the buggy, mm-hmm. pulling it on the shelf. Mm-hmm. Then he'd go and turn the mule into his feed. Mm-hmm. It was all done. Mm-hmm. I just give you the whole story how the whole mule went well.
Mm-hmm. If maybe somebody came up and they wanted two people for a job, they might say, well, he doesn't want just you or just me. He wants
You mean how would he go at him to get two men or three men or one man?
Well, what might we say if we were sitting here and somebody wanted us for a job, we might say, well, he doesn't want just me or just you. He wants